All right, and welcome again once again to some more basketball here. Coming to you live from the Bristol Bay High School gym in Naknek, Alaska. 2013 Elks Tournament, the second round game, fourth game of the day here. This is the Sandpoint Lady Eagles against the Manicotic Lady Lynx. We give you the starting lineups for both teams for Manicotic. Starting is Sally Paul, Clara Andrew, Lola Paul, Kenesha Gerhardt, and Nicole Glocko. And starting for Sandpoint will be Julie Johansson, Bobby Dushkin, Dentesa Pagalanen, Elena Kuchenoff, and Madison Thompson. Both teams lost their games yesterday, as I recall, but they want to get on the winning track here this afternoon, and so they'll be looking to do their very best, I'm sure. We are ready to go. Both teams are coming onto the floor now. Jumping center for the Eagles for Sandpoint is going to be Dentesa Pangilinan. If I'm saying that right. And jumping center for Manicotic will be Kenesha Gerhardt. Takes a little while always to kind of get the names and numbers put together here, but as the game goes along, they start to recognize them. So, again, Kenesha Gerhardt, jumping center against Dentesa Pangilinan. Both of them number 34. The tap is won here by Manicotic. Here come the Lady Lynx. Sally Paul with the shot. No good. Rebound taken here down here by the Lynx, Bobby Dushkin. Bobby Dushkin on the way down the floor. Dribbles down the right side. Stops, pops, long three-pointer, no good. And the rebound taken down by Clara Andrew. And we're underway here in the ball game between the Lady Lynx of Manicotic and the Lady Eagles of Sandpoint. The Sandpoint boys just lost a heartbreaker a few minutes ago. See how the girls do. Long three-pointer put up there by Sally Paul is no good. And the rebound down to Bobby Dushkin. Dushkin on the dribble for Sandpoint. Throws the ball down court. Tried to get it to Madison Thompson. Throws it over her head and out of bounds. And the ball's going to go right back to Manicotic. Down the floor comes Clara Andrews. We played about 1 minute in the ball game. Pass underneath from Andrews is stolen away by Madison Thompson of Sandpoint, stolen right back here by number 32. That's Lola Paul of Manicotic. Underneath the basket, the shot put up, and there's a foul, and Lola Paul is going to go to the free throw line. That foul is on Bobby Dushkin of Sandpoint. First foul for her, first foul for either team here in the ballgame. So Lola Paul will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Always interesting to see the types of uniforms players wear these days. I remember back, of course, it's a long, long time ago when I was in high school and everybody had these really short shorts. Now that seems like every year the shorts get longer. Lola Paul is shooting a free throw here, and I would consider her shorts to be, almost like pants. They go clear down to her ankles almost, but whatever. Missed free throws. Both free throws are missed by Lola Paul. Rebound down to Sandpoint. They come the other way. Shot put up by Madison Thompson of Sandpoint is no good. The Lynx run the other direction. Shot put up by Sally Paul. That one is good, and there's your first points of the afternoon. Sally Paul with the two-pointer. 2-0 Manicotic now with the lead. We've played about a minute and a half. On the way down the floor, nice steal there by Nicole Glocko. Glocko drives in, tries a shot, misses it, saves it as it almost went out of bounds, saves it back to Sally Paul. She gets it out to Kenesha Gerhardt. Cross-court pass almost stolen away there by Julia Johansson, but it is gathered back in by Clara Andrews. Underneath to Gerhardt, up and in, and she's fouled, and Kenesha Gerhardt scores her first basket. It's 4-0. 4-0 now. Manicotic. And Kenesha Gerhardt's going to go to the free throw line here to shoot one more free throw. Must have missed one there when Lola Paul was shooting free throws. She hit one of those, and Gerhardt hits hers. So it is now 6-0. Manicotic with the early lead here in the ball game. Sandpoint with the ball. Bobby Dushkin on the dribble. Dushkin to the right side. Pass over to Elena Kuchenoff. Elena shoots and misses. Gets her own rebound. Tries the shot. That shot is blocked. The rebound taken down by Dantezi Pangalinan. Ahead to Sally in the Manicotic with the ball. On the rebound, ahead to Sally Paul, who lays it up and in. Sally has 4 points, and it's 8-0. 5:21 to go here in the first quarter. It's 8-0, the lead by Manicotic. We've got a substitute coming in for Nicole Glocko. That'll be Rosalie Paul for Manicotic. Manicotic has the ball. They stole it away from Sandpoint again. Sally Paul for three, and nothing but net. Nice shot, Sally Paul. She's got 7 points in the game, and it's 11-0. And Sandpoint will quickly call a timeout and call his girls over to the sideline. 11-0 here in the early going. We've only played a little less than 3 minutes in the ball game. So both teams gather along the sidelines as Sandpoint's coach called a timeout, called his girls over to the side. More basketball yet to come this evening. Four games, in fact, yet to be played. Or is it three more games? Three more games tonight. Dillingham and New Studio Hawk boys are playing at 5 o'clock. And then King Cove and Bristol Bay will be playing at 6:30. That's a girls' game. And then the Bristol Bay boys' Manicotic game is at 8 o'clock tonight. Right now, we've got Sandpoint and Manicotic, a girls' game. And Sandpoint has the ball. Madison Thompson. Brings it down. There's a long pass ahead, stolen away by Manicotic once again. They're employing a full-court press here, and it's giving the Eagles some problems. The steal by Manicotic. Here comes Lola Paul to Sally Paul underneath to Gerhardt. Gerhardt up and in, and Gerhardt has 5 points, and it's 13-0. There's a steal by Sally Paul. She puts it up, no good this time, and Bobby Dushkin with the rebound for Sandpoint. Dushkin ahead to Elena Kuchenoff. Chenoff back to Bobby Dushkin. Dushkin on the dribble out front. They're going to set their offense. They'd like to get some points on the board. Dushkin to the head now to Kachenoff. Kachenoff inside to Thompson. Madison Thompson throws it cross court to Dantezi Pangalinan. Steal by Manicotic. Pass ahead to Sally Paul, who puts it up and in. Sally's got 9 points. And it's 15-0. Here's a steal by Lola Paul driving down the right side of the lane, and we're going to have a foul committed. That's going to be on one of the Eagles players. Tough start here for Sandpoint. It's 15-0. Manicotic with the lead. We played about half of the first quarter. And it'll be an inbounds pass here. This one's going to come from Lola Paul into Clara Andrews. Andrews for three, and nothing but net. Clara Andrews, her first points of the afternoon. She's got three, and it's 18-0. Quickly ahead here. Dantezi Pangalinan. Pass stolen by Manicotic. Rosalie Paul gets it ahead to Clara Andrew. Underneath to Lola Paul. Up and in by Lola Paul. And Lola's got 3 points. And it's 20-0. Here comes Kuchenoff for Sandpoint. Gets the pass ahead to Dushkin. Nice job to the free throw line. Up and in. Nice shot by Dantezi Pangalinan. Pangalinan. I think you say that. I'm sorry. I'm saying that really wrong. Pangalinan. 2 points for Pangalinan, and it's 20-2. First point. So good to get on the board there for Sandpoint. See if they can get a run going now. There's Lola Paul. Back out front to Clara Andrews. Sally Paul. Inside, pass stolen away. Nice job, Elena Kuchenoff with the steal. She hands it off to Bobby Dushkin. Dushkin ahead to Kuchenoff and up to Pangalinan, who shoots and misses right underneath the basket. That was a tough miss. And the rebound taken down by Manikotic. Now Clara Andrew with the ball. Andrew's on the right side. She's going to fire up a three-pointer. No good. Rebound down to Elena Kachenov. Kachenov gets the ball over to Angilinen. Back to Kachenov. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound down Lola Paul of Manikotic. Dribbles across half court. Throws it on the left side to Rosalie Paul. Long three-pointer. No good. And the rebound taken down by Angilinen of Sandpoint. Ball's kicked out of bounds. It's going to be off of a Manikotic player, I believe. No, they're going to say it's off one of the Sandpoint players. Into the ball game now is Silvana Morris. And Bobby Deskin's going to sit down. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Clara Andrews with the shot. No good. Rebound down to Kenesha Gerhardt. Lola Paul with the shot in the lane is good. Lola Paul has 5 points. And it's 22-2 here in the first quarter. Under 2 minutes to go now in the quarter. Elena Kachunov brings it down for the Lady Eagles. She stops, pops from about 20 feet. No good. Rebound taken down by Sally Paul. Sally Paul coming the other way for the Lynx. Crosses midcourt with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Rosalie Paul for three. She's fouled. She was fouled there by Julia Johansson. And she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot three free throws. Rosalie Paul didn't start the game, but she's come in. Played some good minutes, and now she's got three free throws. Manikotic already leads it here, 22-2. First free throw by Rosalie is good. She's got three of them. She was fouled in the act of shooting a three-point shot. Second free throw by Rosalie Paul is good. And one more for Rosalie. Two for two so far here. The third one is also good. Boy, three swishes for Rosalie Paul. She's got 3 points, and it's 25-2 with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Down the floor is Angilinen. Is it out to Kachenov? Kachenov hands it to Julia Johansson. Almost lost it there, but they retain possession. Over to Silvana Morris. Morris loses a handle on the ball and is taken away by Rosalie Paul. Out to Clara Andrew. Clara Andrew with the ball out front. Clara Andrew gives it to Gerhardt. Back to Andrew. Long three-pointer. No good. Rebound battle for. And it's going to be a jump ball underneath there. And the possession arrow goes to Sandpoint. We're under a minute to go now in the first quarter. 25-2 is the score. Inbounds pass is stolen away by Sally Paul of Manikotic. She gives it off to Lola Paul. Lola drives down the lane. Back out to Rosalie Paul. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Rosalie's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Rebound goes out in the corner. Saved by Kenesha Gerhardt. To Rosalie Paul. To Lola Paul. Lola drives down the lane. Tries to pass it out of there. It's deflected. Picked up by Clara Andrew. Cross court to Rosalie Paul. Thought about shooting a three. Decides not to. Now almost stolen. Nice job by Julia Johansson of Sandpoint. But then Julia is going to be called for a foul. So with 25 seconds to go in the ball game, in the first quarter, excuse me, not in the ball game, but in the first quarter, it'll be Manikotic ball. Rosalie Paul inbounds to Clara Andrew. Over to Paul. Down in the right corner to Lola Paul. Back out to Andrews. Over to Sally Paul. Inside to Kenesha Gerhardt. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Long cross-court pass. Lola Paul, she'll shoot the three-pointer. No good. Rebound down to Kachenov. Gives it off to Madison Thompson, and the buzzer sounds. We've come to the end of the first quarter. Tough first quarter for Sandpoint. They trail it here 25-2. Manikotic with an offensive outburst here. They've applied a full-court press and gotten a lot of steals from Sandpoint, and so they've been able to get a lot of buckets off of that. And hit a couple of three-pointers. The only score managed for Sandpoint was a nice basket in the middle there by Danteza Pangilinan. So we have come to the end of the first quarter with Sandpoint trailing Manicotic 25-2. We've got just a few seconds break here, and then we'll be back underway for the second quarter. This might be one of those games, the way it's going, that it gets to be a 40-point deficit and the clock just runs nonstop. That might happen in the second half here, the way things are going. One thing that's kind of difficult, too, for Manicotic, they only have one player, I believe, on the bench, so it's not like you can bring in a second string and kind of even things out. But we'll see. Sure, Sandpoint has some ideas of what they might do to try to turn things around a little bit here. 25-2, once again, Manicotic with the lead, and they'll have the ball to start the second quarter. Lola Paul will inbound it. Nope, we're going to say Clara Andrews will throw it in. Clara Andrew takes the ball, throws it in now to Lola Paul. Lola out front, passes it on the left side to Clara Andrew. Back out front to Lola Paul. Right side to Nicole Glocko. Cross-court pass over to Clara Andrew. Back out front to Lola Paul. And they're just going to play catch back and forth here. Glad to report here that just to the right, a bunch of the King Cove kids are sitting in that first game there. There's a nice steal by Pangilinan. Drives all the way down the court, lays it up and in. Nice job by Danteza Pangilinan. She's got 4 points, all 4 points for Sandpoint. I was going to mention that Kaylee Calver went down in that King Cove girls game and looked like she really hurt her ankle, but she's back here in the gym now and was sitting over here with her ankle taped up, and she just said it's a sprain. So we're really glad to hear that for families listening down in King Cove. But she's looking much more comfortable than she was during the game when she was hurt there. And I went over and talked to her, and she said that she was smiling and doing all right. And it was just a bad sprain. And she said sometimes sprains hurt worse than breaks. So that's why it hurt so bad. So glad to hear she's doing all right. Manicotic has the ball here, and they are just kind of stalling the time away. They're just passing it back and forth. They lead 25-4. Long cross-court pass, almost stolen once again there by Pangilinan. She knocks it out of bounds, so it'll go back to Manicotic. Played about a minute and a half here in the second quarter. Manicotic has the ball. Lola Paul, left side to Sally Paul. Sally guarded real closely out there by Silvana Morris. Lola Paul now hands it back to Clara Andrew. Over to Sally Paul. Back out to Clara Andrew out front. It's a zone defense for Sandpoint. And if this broadcast sounds a little bit boring, this game, to be entirely honest, is a little bit boring because Sandpoint's just sitting back in their zone and Manicotic's just passing the ball back and forth. 25-2 at the end of the first quarter, so Manicotic has decided not to try to really run the score up, and they're just holding the ball and kind of letting the clock run. Here comes Nicole Glocko down the lane. She passes it off to Rosalie Paul. Back to Glocko, back to Rosalie. Number 23 there, Silvana Morris. She's chasing the ball. She's really going after it. The other girl's just kind of standing and waiting. Pangilinan went out after Lola Paul, but and we're going to have a foul. Going to be a foul on one of the Sandpoint players as Nicole Glocko decided to drive towards the lane. They've been pretty content just to pass the ball back and forth around the top of the key. And then when Glocko drove into the lane, there was a foul. That foul was on Silvana Morris. Sixth team foul on the Eagles. Manicotic has yet to commit a foul. So the ball is just out of bounds here to Manicotic. They throw it in and begin to run their offense once again. Nicole Glocko out the top of the key. Right side to Andrew. Andrew to Lola Paul. Lola Paul dribbles with her left hand out to the top of the key. We're under 5 minutes to go here in the half. Lola Paul throws it on the right side to Rosalie Paul. There are three Paul girls in the game here. Rosalie, Sally, and Lola. And they pass it around as Manicotic, and finally they throw it out of bounds. So I think they put themselves to sleep kind of there. So the ball goes back to Sandpoint. Pass ahead all the way down just through the hands of Julia Johansson, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll go right back to Manicotti. Good try by the girls, but lost that one out of bounds. So it'll be Manicotti ball once again with 4.5 minutes to go here in the half. Sally Paul on the dribble. Oh, passed across to Lola Paul, almost stolen by Danteza. Pangilinan, but it goes off her hand and out of bounds, and the ball will belong once again to Manicotti. And it'll be Lola Paul. Lola Paul to inbound it. Gives it to Clara Andrew. Andrew dribbling out front. Little more pressure on the defense here by Sandpoint now, kind of going after the ball. Nicole Glocko out front. Passes all the way across to Lola Paul. Three-pointer up. No good. Nice rebound down by Elena Kuchenov. Kuchenov to Madison Thompson, and the ball lost, taken away there by Sally Paul, who puts it up and in. She's got 11 points, and it's 27-4. 3:40 to go here in the half. Bobby Dushkin back in the game for Sandpoint on the dribble on the right side. Bobby Dushkin dribbles out front, looking for somebody to get the ball to. There's a nice screen from Kuchenov. Kuchenov drives into the lane, puts up a shot. Oh, off the backboard. Almost in. Nice rebound, Bobby Dushkin for Sandpoint. Dushkin dribbles down the right side. Outside now to Elena Kuchenov, who puts one up and makes it. Nice shot, Elena Kuchenov. And it's 27-6. First basket for Kuchenov. 3 minutes to go now in the half. And the pass across court is stolen by Pangilinan. She takes it the length of the court and lays it up and in. Danteza Pangilinan. I'm having a terrible time with that name, but she's not having a bad time playing ball. She got another steal, another layup. She's got 6 points in the game, and it's 27-8. 19-point lead for Manicotti. Nicole Glocko over to Rosalie Paul. Back to Glocko. She's going to measure a three, puts it up and in. Nice shot by Nicole Glocko. Three-pointer, and it's 30-8. 22-point lead for Manicotti with 2.5 minutes to go here in the half. Kuchenov with the shot. I'm sorry, that was not Kuchenov. That was Madison Thompson who shot. She missed, but the rebound was put up and in by Bobby Dushkin. Got the long rebound to put up about a 10-footer in the lane. She gets that one to fall, and it's 30-10. Almost has the ball knocked away. Here's a steal by Bobby Dushkin. Takes it the length of the court, lays it up a little hard on the layup, misses the shot, and then a foul by Julia Johansson. Running down there, real aggressive, trying to get that offensive rebound after the missed layup by Dushkin, but didn't get that one to fall, and then the foul committed by Julia Johansson. Couple of substitutes coming in now for Sandpoint into the ball games. Looks like it's Silvana Morris. She's in the game once again. And also, well, same other players there. There was a foul under there by one of the Eagles. That foul was on Julia Johansson. And to the free throw line is going to be Lola Paul. Lola Paul hits the first free throw. It was a 1-1 situation. Lola hits the first one. She's got 6 points. And the second free throw, also good by Lola Paul. She's got 7, and it's 32-10. Manicotti with the lead. That foul, by the way, was the third foul on Julia Johansson. There's a shot put up by Dushkin. No good. The rebound to Madison Thompson, who puts it up and in. Madison Thompson has 2. Long pass up court. Taken in by Sally Paul, gives it off to Glocko. Over to Rosalie Paul, a little 15-footer, no good. And the rebound down to Bobby Dushkin. Nice job. She's a good little player. Real fast on the dribble. Bringing the ball down the court now. Bobby Dushkin across half court. Drives all the way to the right side. Nice pass underneath. Up and in. Nice pass to Madison Thompson, who puts it up and in. Madison's got 4 points, and it's 32-14 here in the ballgame. Minute 10 to go in the first half. And point, picking it up a little bit, doing real well here in the last few minutes. Rosalie Paul for 3. That shot, thanks, doesn't go. Rebound down to Kachenov, who gives it off to Bobby Dushkin. We're under a minute to go in the half. Reach in by Lola Paul. No call. Ball stripped away from Dushkin. Ahead to Gloco. Gloco ahead to Lola Paul, and Lola Paul puts it up and in. Lola's got 9 points, and it's 34-14. Kachenov passes it ahead to Julia Johansson, goes through her hands and out of bounds. With 34 seconds to go in the half, it'll be Manicotic ball. So, Clara Andrews will bring it across midcourt for the Lady Lynx. 30 seconds to go here in this first half. Andrews over to Rosalie Paul. Clock running with 25 seconds to go in the half. Rosalie to Nicole Gloco on the right side. Clara Andrews into Lola Paul. Andrews back out front. 15 seconds to go. Nicole Gloco with it. Just handling the ball. Right side to Andrews. Eight-footer. No good. Rebound down to Madison Thompson. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. And the buzzer is going to sound. And the half has ended. And it's a 34-14 lead. Actually, Sandpoint outscored Manicotic in that second quarter. 12-9. So good job by Sandpoint there in the second quarter. They trail it, though, 34-14 here at halftime. Let me give you a quick rundown of the scoring. Manicotic, Sally Paul had 11. Lola Paul with 9. Kenesha Gerhardt with 5. Rosalie Paul with 3. Clara Andrew with 3. And Nicole Gloco with 3. For Sandpoint, Danteza Pangilinan had 6. Madison Thompson had 4. Bobby Dushkin had 2. And Elena Kachenov had 2. So the score is 34-14. Manicotic Lady Lynx leading the Sandpoint Lady Eagles here at halftime. We're going to take a break before we come back for the second half. There's about 9:50 on the clock here, so let's take a 9-minute break, and then we'll be back for the second half. All right, and we are ready for second half action here between Manicotic and the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. 34-14 is the lead here for Manicotic as we begin the second half. Sandpoint will have the ball. Danteza Pangilinan with the inbounds pass gives it off to Elena Kuchenov. Inside to Madison Thompson, who puts it up and in. Nice job by the Lady Eagles to start this second half, and it's 34-16. We're just underway in the second half. Clara Andrews brings it down for Manicotic. Bounce pass right side to Sally Paul. Lola Paul for 3 on the left side. Wow, nothing but net on that one. Nice shot by Lola Paul. She's got 12. And it's 37-16. Good shooters for Manicotic. Good women's ball players. Sandpoint off to a good start here in the second half. Pangilinan down to Dushkin to Kachenov at the free throw line. She shoots and misses, but the rebound is up. And almost in, and rebound again. Madison Thompson with 2 rebounds, 2 putbacks. The second one goes. Madison has 8 points in the game, and it's 37-18. Nice job here by the Lady Eagles to start this second half. Lola Paul, she's going to fire up another 3-pointer. This one is no good, and saved by Elena Kachenov. Oh, stolen away by Lola Paul. Drives the basket. She loses it out of bounds, and it's going to go right back to Sandpoint. Couple of gals underneath there, Elena Kachenov and Madison Thompson for Sandpoint, do a nice job on the boards and converting to some points here early in the second half. Boy, there's a nice attempted save by Elena Kachenov. She went down hard on the ground and dove to try to save that one. Knocked it out of bounds, though, and so the ball goes back to the Lady Lynx of Manicotic. Clara Andrew gives it off to Sally Paul. Sally Paul on the dribble. Goes to the right side now to Nicole Gloco. Gloco on the dribble. Turns to the right, and Bobby Dushkin is going to be called for a foul. Bobby playing some tough defense, but a little bit too tough. She pushed Gloco, and she's whistled for the foul. I think that's going to be the third on, I guess the scoreboard says it's the second on Dushkin. I was thinking that was her third foul, but anyway, not a shooting foul, so the ball goes back to Manicotic here. Clara Andrew on the dribble out front. About 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Gloco on the dribble, top of the key. She He spins around out in front. Bounce pass on the right side to Andrews. Inside to Sally Paul. To Lola Paul. Shoots, misses. Nice rebound taken down by Madison Thompson. Thompson gives it off now to Bobby Dushkin. Dushkin's a good ball handler. Nice pass underneath to Kuchenov. She's on the dribble now on the right side. Gets it back out to Danteza Pangilinan. Now Dushkin with the ball on the left side. Back to Kuchenov out front. Pass way underneath to Thompson. Thompson loses the handle on it. The ball went through her hands, hit her on top of the head. She throws it back to Kuchenov. Kuchenov loses the handle on it. It's stolen away by Lola Paul. Long pass ahead, stolen by Pangilinan. Pangilinan, right side, her pass is stolen by Clara Andrews. Bounce pass underneath to Sally Paul. Back to Andrews, up, and no good. Rebound, Kuchenov. Kuchenov gives it off to Julia Johansson. It gives it back to Kuchenov, ahead to Bobby Dushkin. She's going to dribble down the right side, take it all the way in, lay it up, no good, but Thompson with the rebound up and in, and Madison Thompson is doing a great job here. Another offensive rebound and put back. She's got 10 points, and it's 37-20. And point doing a good job here, trying to stay in this ballgame and even claw their way back into it a little bit. Nicole Glocko, we've got about 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Glocko, thought about driving into the lane, turns around, comes back out, going to take it back to the top of the key. Now she's going to try to get it underneath, tried to throw it underneath there to Rosalie Paul, but it's stolen away by Kuchenov. Ball on the floor, finally picked up by Clara Andrew, the man of Kodak. Lola Paul thought about the long three, now drives in the lane, fires up a wild shot, gets her own rebound, puts it up, no good, and the rebound taken away by Madison Thompson. And Thompson really exerting some force underneath there, getting a lot of rebounds and a couple put-downs on the offensive end. Here comes Kuchenov. Kuchenov over to Johansson. Now Kuchenov with the ball again. She's going to fire up a long one. No good. Rebound, Pelliganen. Pangilinan, she puts it up and in. Danteza has 8 points, and it's 37-22. Sandpoint is back to within 15. They're doing a nice job here in the second half. There's a long shot put up by Glocko of Manicotic. It's no good. 3.5 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Cross-court pass to Rosalie Paul. Back out front to Glocko. Glocko's going to dribble out front. Goes between her legs. Throws it underneath. And it was blocked there by Danteza Pangilinan. But the ball goes out of bounds. 3:11 to go here in the third quarter. Lola Paul throwing it in. Gets it into Glocko. Glocko drives in the lane. Ball is stolen away by Kuchenov. Kuchenov knocks it out of the bounds. And the ball will go back once again to Manicotic. Rosalie Paul gets it inbounds. Throws it in to Andrews for three. No. And the rebound down to Pangilinan. Pangilinan with a nice rebound. Some talent on this Sandpoint team. Pangilinan, now Dushkin has the ball. She's a good ball handler. You got a girl who can really work the boards under there in Madison Thompson. Julia Johansson gets it to Kuchenov. Kuchenov inside to Dushkin. Up, and Dushkin's shot is going to fall. Bobby Dushkin has 4 points, and it's 37-24. Now a 13-point ball game. So Sandpoint trying to get back into this game. Glocko runs into Julia Johansson. Julia goes, what did I do? She's raising her hands, looking at the referee like, I don't understand, but they called her for a foul. Two minutes and 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass to Sally Paul. She fires up a three, no good, but she's fouled by Bobby Dushkin, who was running by and ran into her arms as she was extended on that three-point shot. And I believe that Sally Paul is going to shoot three free throws now. So a little break in the action here. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Sally Paul at the free throw line to shoot three. First one is up, and it's good by Sally Paul. She's got 12 points in the game. Two girls, Sally Paul and Lola Paul, each have 12 points here in the ballgame. Second free throw by Sally Paul is also good. She's got 13 points. We've got a substitute coming in for Sandpoint. Silvana Morris is in. And Julia Johansson is going to sit down. Sally Paul has hit her first two free throws here. She's got one more coming. That's as good as a three-pointer. She makes the third one as well. She's got 14 points in the game. She hits all three free throws. So that's a costly foul for Sandpoint. Bobby Deskin with it, drives in the lane, shoots, misses. Rebound battle for, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Sandpoint, off the arm of Elena Kuchenov. Actually, that was Mariana Larson, who's into the ballgame now for Sandpoint. Clara Andrews into Lola Paul. Paul shoots and misses. The rebound hauled down now by Silvana Morris. Gives it off to Danteza Pangilinan. Pangilinan looking for somebody to get it to. Now finally does get it to Morris. Morris gives it back to Deshkin. We've got under 2 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Deshkin on the dribble out front. Deshkin holding the ball. Just holding it, doesn't know where to go. Now does try to get it to Pangilinan. Pangilinan, long shot up, no good. Rebound taken down by Sally Paul. The long pass ahead to Lola Paul. Lola trying to gather it in, throws it off of the leg of Danteza Pangilinan and out of bounds. It'll belong to Manicotic with a minute 25 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounding it is Rosalie Paul to Sally Paul. Sally Paul shot up and right through the net. Sally Paul has 17 points in the game, and it's 43-24. Minute 15 to go here in this third quarter. Pangilinan ahead to Deshkin. Deshkin has the ball stripped away from her. Here comes Gloco for Manicotic. Long pass ahead to Lola Paul. Lola Paul up and in. Lola has 14 points, and it's 45-24. Here comes Bobby Deshkin with under a minute to go now in the third quarter. Deshkin almost loses the ball. We're going to have a reach-in foul. That's going to be on Lola Paul. 53 seconds to go in the ballgame. Elena Kuchenov is going to check back in, and Silvana Morris will sit down for Sandpoint. Bobby Deshkin throws it in to Pangilinan. Pangilinan holds the ball. Now bounces it to Kuchenov. Kuchenov, tried to throw it to Deshkin. Went right through her arms and into the hands of Sally Paul. 40 seconds to go now in the third quarter. Sally Paul out to Gloco. Gloco handling the ball out front with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gloco bounces it back over to Sally Paul. Sally, long three-pointer, nothing but net. Sally Paul has 20 points in the ball game, and it's 48-24. 21.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We've got timeout on the floor. 48-24 is the score. Manicotic with the lead. Sandpoint got close there. They got it to within 13 points, and then Manicotic started applying the pressure again and got a few turnovers and hit a couple of threes as well and have expanded their lead back to 24 points now at 48-24. We've got timeout on the floor. More basketball to be played here yet tonight. The next game is Gillingham and New Stuyahok. That one will be just broadcast locally since it's a couple of teams up in this area. But then I believe at 6:30 we're going to do a conference call so we can broadcast the Bristol Bay game here and also down in Sandpoint because it's King Cove. Bristol Bay and King Cove playing at 6:30. It's a girls' game. Then the last game of the night is Bristol Bay and Manicotic boys. That'll be just broadcast up here in Bristol Bay. So after this game, one more today for the Sandpoint listeners. Back underway here underneath. Nice putback by Mariana Larson, her first points of the afternoon. Mariana puts that one in, and the buzzer sounds, and almost a long, long shot made there by Manicotic. 48-26 here at the end of the third quarter. We'll just keep it right here. It's again 48-26 as Manicotic leads Sand Point by 22. Long shot put up by Clara Andrews, about three-fourths the length of the court. Not many girls can really throw it that far, and she almost threw it into the basket. We had a long shot. Josiah Mack hit one for the King Cove boys here earlier today, right at the end of the first half, 10, 15 feet beyond the half-point line, right at the buzzer. Those are always exciting, those long shots. When you get one to fall, it doesn't happen very often at all, but that was an exciting one earlier there today. 48-26, comfortable 22-point lead here for Manicotic over Sandpoint as we prepare to play the fourth quarter. It'll be the King Cove girls taking on Bristol Bay at 6:30. They'll be a little bit shorthanded as they've got some injuries, it seems like, but I'm sure they'll be game and give it a real good go here in the game at 6:30. A lot of basketball tomorrow as well. A couple of games for one game each for the Sandpoint boys and girls and King Cove boys and girls as well. So a lot of basketball to be listened to again tomorrow. Well, after the break here, we're ready to go once again. And Sandpoint has the ball to start the fourth quarter. Elena Kuchenoff has it down on the right side. Ball stolen away from her by Lola Paul. Lola on the dribble. Crosses midcourt. She's going to stop and pop a long three-pointer. Bounces around and out. No good. The rebound down to Mariana Larson for Sandpoint. Gives it off to Bobby Duskin. Duskin dribbles down the right side. All the way into the right corner. Then brings it all the way back out front. Now she turns around. Going to go the other way again. Now Dushkin hands it off to Pangilinan. Back to Dushkin. Left side to Madison Thompson. To Pangilinan. To Kuchenoff. Kuchenoff, long shot. No good. Rebound down to Rosalie Paul of Manicotic. We've played about a minute here in the fourth quarter. Sally Paul on the dribble. Guarded by Dushkin. To Rosalie Paul. Rosalie for three. No good. And the rebound almost brought down by Mariana Larson, but it's off of her hand and out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Manicotic. A 22-point lead here for Manicotic. Inbound pass comes to Glocko, and off of her arm, Lola Paul tried to get it to Nicole Glocko, but she loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds, so Sandpoint will have the ball once again. Pangilinan inbounds it to Dushkin. Dushkin dribbles down the court. Comes all the way down the right side. She's left alone. She's going to fire up a three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. Rosalie Paul with the rebound. Saves it. Gets it in to Clara Andrews. Ahead to Sally Paul. Sally Paul takes it all the way up. No good. Rebound to Pangilinan. Pangilinan with the rebound. Passes it out now to Kuchenoff. Kuchenoff comes down the left side. Has the ball stripped and taken away by Lola Paul. And Lola is fouled and hits the floor hard. She's fouled by Elena Kuchenoff. And that's going to be for Kuchenoff, I believe, her second foul. Oh, no, they're going to say the fourth foul. I missed a couple there. So Elena has four fouls now. 6:20 to go here in the fourth quarter in the game. Lola Paul gets it into Sally Paul to Glocko. Glocko for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to Rosalie Paul. There's a long, long, long three-pointer and nothing but net for Clara Andrews. That girl can shoot the ball. That was 8 feet beyond the three-point line, and it was a rainmaker, a high-arching shot, and just came down and barely moved the net. 51-26. Kuchenoff for three. Just off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound down to Sally Paul for Manicotic. Sally Paul over to Lola Paul, long three-pointer. Lola, no good. And the rebound taken down by Mariana Larson. I think the Manicotic girls have decided it's time to practice long-range three-point shots here in the time that remains in this game. Bobby Dushkin with the ball now for Sandpoint. Long three-pointer put up there by Dushkin is no good. Rebound taken down by Manicotic. Glocko. Ahead now to Rosalie Paul. Another long, long three-pointer. No good. Rebound hauled in by Mariana Larson. Gives it off to Dushkin. Again, Manikotic is just practicing those long, long three-pointers. Here comes Dushkin all the way in. No defense whatsoever. Lays the ball up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Around to Larson, Mariana Larson. Back to Dushkin. Over to Kuchinov. Kuchinov drives down the right baseline. She's going to put up a 10-footer. No good. Rebound battle four. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Sandpoint. 4:50 to go in the ballgame. 25-point lead here for Manikotic. A couple substitutes going to come in. Mariana Larson and Bobby Dushkin are going to sit down. There's a shot up and in on the putback by Madison Thompson. She's got 12 points, and again, she's doing a great job underneath there getting the offensive rebounds and the putbacks. Into the game here for Sandpoint is Julia Johansson and also Silvana Morris. Rosalie Paul with the ball. Out front, Sally Paul with it. Clara Andrews with it. 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Cross-court pass to Nicole Glocko, and Manikotic pretty content now just to kind of lackadaisically throw the ball back and forth, not even taking the long-range three-pointers now, just running the clock down here. About 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Sally Paul with it. Nicole Glocko on the dribble. Over to Clara Andrews. Clara Andrews has the ball almost knocked away. Nice defense by Silvana Morris. Heads out of bounds. Clara Andrews tries to save it. Steps on the out-of-bounds line, and the ball will go back to Sandpoint. Out-of-bounds pass to Kuchinov. Inside to Thompson. Thompson, point-range shot, misses. Ball's on the floor in the paint, and it's a tie-up, and the possession arrow goes to Manikotic. We've got 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the ballgame. Once again, Manikotic will bring it down. Clara Andrews with the ball. Clara on the dribble. Gives it off to Glocko. Glocko to Andrew. Cross court to Rosalie Paul. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Back up front to Glocko. And Manikotic just passing the ball around. There's Lola Paul. Lola throws it inside, and it's stolen away by Sandpoint. And on the dribble out here, here comes Danteza Pangilinan. All the way down, puts up a little shot, doesn't get it to fall. The rebound's taken down by Sally Paul. Under 3 minutes to go now in the game. Sally Paul with it for Manikotic. Comes across half court, slows down her dribble. Just a reminder, this same Sandpoint team will be playing tomorrow against King Cove. That's games at 3:30, so those teams probably know each other well. They're from the same area down there. Sandpoint and King Cove girls playing at 3:30 tomorrow. Manikotic moving the ball around, not really trying to score, just trying to run the clock out here with 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game. In the corner, Rosalie Paul. Back out front to Nicole Glocko. And Sandpoint is really not paying much defense now either. They're just kind of standing in their 2-1-2 zone and letting the ball be moved around here. Glocko now a little hustle by Silvana Morris chasing the ball around. Here comes Sally Paul. Sally down the corner to Lola Paul. Back out front to Glocko. Cross court to Clara Andrew. Andrew down the corner to Rosalie Paul. Rosalie on the dribble. She's going to pass it across, and it's going to be almost stolen by Pangilinan. And ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Manikotic. Minute 40 to go in the ball game. Back into the game, Bobby Dushkin. Julia Johansson sits down. Bobby Dushkin's going to come all the way down and chase the ball at the far end of the court. But the inbounds pass is made successfully by Manikotic. Once again, it's 51-28. Manikotic with the 23-point lead here with a minute 50 to go. Sally Paul to Rosalie Paul to Lola Paul, back to Rosalie Paul, and just pass the ball back and forth. Good hustle out there by Silvana Morris. Jason throwing, and underneath to Clara Andrews. Finally, Andrews puts it up and in. Andrews got eight, and it's 53-28. There's a steal by Sally Paul. No good on the shot, and the rebound down Bobby Dushkin. She's going to dribble it the other way. All the way ahead to Thompson. Madison Thompson puts it up and in, and Madison has 14 points. Really good ball game for Madison Thompson. And it's 53-30. Nice ball game for Madison. She's gotten a lot of rebounds and a lot of putbacks. We're under a minute to go now in the ball game. Clara Andrews, 10 feet beyond that three-point line. That shot is no good. And the rebound down to Kachinoff. Gives it off to Dushkin. Dushkin will dribble down. Picks up a nice screen. Throws it underneath to Thompson. Up and in again. Madison Thompson with 16 points. Now the pass ahead to Lola Paul. Lola loses the ball out of bounds with 37 seconds left. Sandpoint will have the ball once again. So we've got 35 seconds to go here in the ball game. Dushkin will bring it down for Sandpoint. They trail at 53-32, but they put up a game effort here after a real slow start, but they've come on real strong. Nice game by Madison Thompson with 16 points. Dantezza Pangilinan has 8. So some of the girls doing very well offensively. We're down to 15 seconds. There's a long shot by Bobby Dushkin is good. She's got 6 points in the game. Nice shot, Bobby Dushkin. 10 seconds left. 34. Here's Glocko with 5 seconds. Glocko, long shot. No good. And we've got a foul with 0.8 seconds to go on the ball game. And they're going to just wave it off, perhaps. Buzzer sounds. It looks like they were going to call a foul, but they're going to just wave that foul off, and the buzzer is going to sound. The game is going to end, and it's 53-38, I believe, is what the final score. They took it off the scoreboard so quickly, but Manicotic wins over Sandpoint 53-38. So let me give you a rundown of the scoring here real quick for Manicotic. Sally Paul had 20 points. Lola Paul had 14, Clara Andrew had 8, Rosalie Paul had 3, Kenesha Gerhardt had 5, and Nicole Glocko had 3 points. For Sandpoint, Madison Thompson with a great game. She had 16 points, Dantezza Pangilinan had 8, Bobby Dushkin had 6, Elena Kachinoff had 2, and Mariana Larson had 2. So the final score, 53-28 that might have been. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not sure. But anyway, Manicotic with the big win over Sandpoint. So we'll take a break now here as far as KSDP goes. I don't think they're going to be broadcasting the next game. That's Dillingham and New Stuyahawk boys. But we will be bringing the King Cove-Bristol Bay girls game at 6:30. We'll have to do that one by conference call. So for the station down there at KSDP, I think we'll have an 800 number we'll call into and do that one by conference call. So one more game on KSDP, that one at 6:30. So thanks for listening to Basketball coming to you live from up here in Naknek, and we'll return it to the station down in Sandpoint.